I think it's important for women to get into football. I think they've been held back previously in history, and they need to share in the joy that football is.
Is it Goal Power or Girl Power? Okay, hello everybody, welcome to Goal Power.
I'm Ellie, I'm a coach at Lewis FC for the girls under 14's development pathway.
How did you get into football and how old were you?
I was about six and I started playing with the boys in my primary school, and then I joined the team that they were all playing for. I think it's important for women to get into football. I think they've been held back previously in history, and they need to share in the joy that football is.
Do you think boys and girls have the same opportunities to get in football today?
No. I think boys are more pushed and girls are more excluded. I mean, if you really want to, you can get into it, but there's not the same encouragement as there is for boys.
How do you think that the women's game has changed from when you were playing to now?
Oh, it's unrecognisable. I think when I was younger, not many girls teams, not many girls in boys teams either. When I went to watch Arsenal women, they all had men's hand-me-down kits. Don't think they were paid either. They never played in big stadiums. Yeah, and I think respect for the game has grown, like, exponentially.
Why did you change from playing football to being a coach?
I prefer coaching. I like the tactical aspect and the man management or woman management. Yeah, and seeing players develop as you teach them different things.
How do you encourage your team after a loss?
We always regroup as a team. We talk about how it went. We reflect sort of what could we have done better. But we're not too hard on ourselves. There's no finger pointing or blaming.
What was the most memorable game that you've coached?
I would say my first one, because it's all brand new and exciting. And you have to adapt very quickly to get into it.
If you weren't coaching, what would you be doing?
Well, I've got a full-time job as well. I work my 9-to-5 job, and then evenings that I'm not coaching, I plan my sessions and I write them up. And I talk to the rest of the people on my coaching team, and we decide what we're going to work on, how we're going to plan the session. And then if it's a Monday or Tuesday, I finish work at 5, I have dinner, get ready, go down to the 3G and coach my session for 2 hours.
Have you experienced sexism in your time in football?
Yes, because I've been going to watch Brighton play since I was about 10. You hear different comments, different sexist comments. Even if they're not directed at you, they still hurt. Just jokes about women or... I can't remember like specific examples, but say, oh, you're playing like a girl, and you're like, oh.
If you could change one thing to help women's football, what would it be?
More funding. Needs to be funded from the bottom up. It's the only way to sort of help develop everyone.
Will you be watching the women's Euros?
All of it, just because obviously... You know, the Nou Camp had a sellout of 90,000 crowd. I'm hoping that can be replicated for the Euros and everyone get that buzz about women's football, which is always very exciting when you're in the game.
Who do you think will win the tournament this year for Euros women?
I'd say England, but I'd also have to say a shout out to my second team, Switzerland.
What one piece of advice would you give to a young woman wanting to get involved in football?
Don't be scared to get involved. If the boys are playing, if you're brave enough, go and join in. Yeah, ask your parents, can I go to this, can I go to that? Just throw yourself in and see what happens.
What do you want to do next?
I want to reach as far as I can in terms of women's football. I'd like to manage a WSL side one day. That's the dream.
Thank you for taking the time to come and do this.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Ramsauer was interviewed by Marta and Liv for the Girl Power exhibition at Brighton Museum. This is a Make Good Trouble production supported by the Heritage Fund.